Why do so many people believe that we live in a male-dominating patriarchy if the standard and selectivity of women is the driving force of the civilization to becoming better?
Interesting question. The thing is that behind the mask, we all know that women rule the world, literally. No Beyonce, but no, seriously, we all know that women run the world. We all know that behind, you know, here time and time again, like, a good woman is behind a strong man, and however it goes, the expression goes, we know that, but the world doesn't. And our founders and everything, at least that America has been built on, it's all ran by a bunch of old dead guys. Everything that we do is in place of the man. Everything we do is to serve the man. It literally is a man's world. If you want to even go into the politics of professionalism, when it comes into the glass ceiling of how much women are able to make, we're not making the same as men still to this day. This is the 21st century. Like, this isn't a stupid question at all. I think it's a great question. I think it's a great question we all need to ask ourselves, because the women are the dominating factor, and we're obviously already proven smarter statistically. I don't understand how we are living in a man's world, but maybe it's the men that are really more interrogated. I don't know. They're a little bit more intimidated, maybe. I don't know. I said interrogated, but I meant intimidated. I'm a little bit. But definitely a great question. I don't think that it has to do much with the selectivity of women, or maybe I would need you to expand on really what you mean by that part, because it's not a numbers game. It's not like, oh, we outweigh them. I mean, I guess a little bit. I don't think we outnumber. I don't know if the number of men, of women versus men ratio really plays a part in the bigger picture, is what I'm getting at. I don't know if that really matters. I think the odds against women have been set up over years, the way our economy is set up, the way our cultures are set up, is that, you know, it's a man's world and women are just living in it. Again, goes back, even for the culture part, goes back to how we are serving them, our places in the kitchen, so that we can serve our men and be an accessory to our men, and things of that nature. And again, you see those kind of elements again in the workplace, where we're just now coming into a space where we are changing that, trying to change it. But the fact of the matter is that women are still getting paid less, even though they're overeducated and know way more probably than the next man sitting next to her in a cubicle. But the fact is that she's a woman and not a man, and so he's getting paid more. So to me, that's what it means. Again, number don't mean nothing, to be honest. So yeah. The patriarch question. So, yeah, based off of my previous response, yes, women probably should be making more, but that's not the one, that's not the life we live in, you know? Like, women should be making more, because honestly, we're the underlying leaders of everything, but we don't, and that's not up to us. That's up to the man's world, and also, because of how our society is designed, no man wants to be subsequent to a woman, hence why we submit to them to make their egos feel bigger, to make them feel like men, make them feel big. And it's like, why is that my job, among other things? But I guess that's my job, being a woman, whatever.
Also, do you believe it's a man's world?
And to second my notion, is more so a man's world. It's a dominating factor, because, again, if I didn't make it too clear because I rambled, our lives, or at least in this country, has been set up around men. Like, that's pretty much the main focus, is how are you going to tend to him? How do you align with his goals? Where do you move where he wants to go when it's time for to get a new job? You currently, you know, you move where he moves to. He's the head of the house, but he has a good woman behind him who probably low-key is the accountant and making all the real moves, but they're just like the pretty face in front of it. You know, things like that.
So who do you think get rejected more, men or women?
Definitely men get rejected more than women. Yes, I think that relationships will work if people were completely honest. For me, I just think that it depends on your delivery. You can tell anyone just about anything, as long as they're also rational, as long as it's delivered out of love. So, I mean, people associate with honesty with being an asshole, or, well, I'm just brutally honest, or I'm just really blunt. But that's not, you can be blunt without being rude. And I know that they're commonly used together, but one does work without the other, and I think that's where people get that misconstrued. You can be as honest as you want to be. It's just depending on the level of respect. Like, how are you going to deliver this? You can tell someone to put on a little bit of weight, and if, you know, if they don't do anything about it, then you may leave because of your lifestyle, and they will no longer fit the lifestyle that you live. Just as an example, you can do that, but you can't just walk in and be like, bitch, you're fat. Like, that's not going to be taken as lightly. And if you in a relationship with someone that you do respect, why would you want to deliver things a certain way? You can be harsh on the tongue all you want, but at the end of the day, it comes down to delivery and how you talk to people.
Don't fucking do that shit. I'd be like, bitch, you fat as shit. That's why I don't fucking want to be with you. Bitch, you're fat. That's your problem. And you sitting here talking all that shit. He can't have this, he can't, bitch, you live at home with your mother, with your two kids, talking about you got a checklist, you don't qualify, so get your fat ass the fuck out of here. How about you get the fuck in shape, start telling these bitches that, fuck out of here. You gotta match a woman's audacity. If you can say this about me, then I'm going to pop it and say the same shit to you. Don't dish what you cannot take, because I'm gonna see if you can take it.
Do you feel like chivalry is dead, or do you still believe in chivalry?
Again, I don't think that chivalry is dead. I think it just depends on who you're talking to, what the expectation is for that person in particular. Because, again, this is a corny, like, comparison. We know that chivalry is more than just opening doors. But to me, I feel like that goes in with courting. And so I don't contradict myself. I would say it's not that it's dead. I feel like not everyone cares, or it doesn't have the same level of respect that it used to. I don't know that it's a necessity in every relationship and try to make that grow, or just in general. A lot of women I find don't really care for things like that. For me personally, I like when I'm walking with a man and he kind of just knows to kind of shuffle me to the side on the inner part of the pavement so that he's walking closest to the street. And to me, it's like, oh, that's like you're being a gentleman. It's the thought that counts, but I don't necessarily require that anymore. And I think that's what I'm really saying. I don't think women necessarily require chivalry, and men can get it back too. And so maybe maybe men require it more than women, but I could say as from a woman's standpoint, I don't really feel like it's necessarily a requirement anymore to, like, get the girl, or, you know, like, back in, like, the 1800s, if you didn't do stuff like that, it was frowned upon. It's like, how dare you? You have no class. But I don't think it's that extreme anymore. So I guess to answer your question, I wouldn't say that it's completely dead. I just think it's no longer required, so you see less and less of it. or it's not as highlighted.
We have to make a choice between chivalry and equality. You know what I mean? You want equality when it benefits you, just like chivalry. It's not dead, but it should be given to those who are women of old or who carry those same characteristics. Now, if I can't ask you, don't ask a woman's age. All right, it's when you ask me how tall I am or how tall